Our reading this morning is from the Psalms, Psalm number 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Everyone on this earth, sing praises to the Lord. Sing and praise his name. Day after day, announce, the Lord has saved us. Tell every nation on earth, the Lord is wonderful. He does marvelous things. The Lord is great and deserves our greatest praise. He's the only God worthy of our worship. Other nations worship idols, but the Lord created the heavens. Give honor and praise to the Lord, whose power and beauty fill his holy temple. Tell everyone of every nation, praise the glorious power of the Lord. He's wonderful. Praise him and bring an offering into his temple. Everyone on earth, now tremble and worship the Lord, majestic and holy. Announce to the nations, the Lord is king. The Lord stands firm, never to be shaken, and he will judge its people with fairness. Tell the heavens and the earth to be glad and to celebrate. Command the ocean to roar with all of its creatures, and the fields to rejoice with all of their crops. Then every tree in the forest will sing joyful songs to the Lord. He's coming to judge all people on earth with fairness and with truth.
Last week, we spent some time focusing on the book of Proverbs, a book of the Bible that, for whatever reason, we don't very often dwell on. If you were able to join us last Sunday, you may recall that we heard from Lady Wisdom, and you were invited for a moment to find your inner child and listen to the creation story through the ears of that child. This week, we're spending some time in the Psalms, another book of the Bible that we go to in worship on occasion, but I'm not sure we really spend enough time in it to hear it. The book of Psalms is both the hymn book and the prayer book of the Bible. The Psalms give voice to our human emotion. They reflect people's most intimate dealings and experiences of and with God. The nature of these religious poems varies. This morning's psalm, number 96, that Dawn read for us, is a universal call to praise the Lord. All people and all of creation are invited to sing to the Lord. All of creation. Not just human beings. All of it. How often in the busyness of our own lives, in a world where noise pollution is as much a problem as air and land pollution, how often do we really stop and listen to the songs of praise that creation sings continuously? This morning, we're going to do something a little different. This morning, I want you to find that inner child again, and we're going to go for a walk. Your inner child and I. A guided meditation. Why? Why the child? Because we listen differently as a child. We hear differently as a child. And for a short stretch of time this morning, I'm hoping that we can hear nature the way a child might hear it. I'm hoping that we can hear at least one way that all of creation sings to the Lord. So I want you to take a moment now and get as comfortable as you possibly can in these wonderfully cushy wooden pews. And as you settle in and start to relax your shoulders, I want you to lean into the space that you're sitting in. Allow your body to sink into that space. Let your hands rest loosely where they're comfortable. And now close your eyes and begin to relax. For the next few minutes, give yourself permission to enjoy this time of relaxing. Know that right now, you are free from all of your responsibilities. So put aside any thoughts of tasks or concerns that may be waiting for you. Remember that you are always in control. If you wish to stop at any time, you can do so by simply opening your eyes. Now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And then release that breath. And feel yourself starting to relax. And again, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And then let that breath go. And another long, slow, deep breath in. And exhale completely. And as we journey, continue to breathe slowly, deeply, and gently. Allow the gentle movement of your breath to guide you into an even more relaxed state. You're breathing in and out. Allow your mind to gradually slow down all by itself. Breathing in and out. We're going on a guided journey to an inner place of serenity. As I speak, allow images to form in your mind naturally, in your own time. If mental pictures don't come easily to you, then simply feel your imagined surroundings rather than seeing them. Let go of all of your expectations and allow yourself to simply experience this guided journey in whatever way comes naturally to you. Keeping your eyes closed and breathing slowly, deeply, gently, imagine that you are standing at the edge of a field. You see a tree line where a forest begins only a few yards away. Just on the other side of that tree line, you see a trail. It looks easy enough to get to the path, so you walk out of the field and into the woods. The light in the forest cascades down through the leaves in a soft spray of light. The layers of forest have various textures. The lower undergrowth is soft and green, with ferns and moss, small saplings struggling for light. As you look around, you are surrounded by an immense array of green. And you look up, and the upper canopy of the trees covers over you like a huge umbrella. You feel a gentle breeze. It's blowing through the treetops. The branches sway from side to side,
you are sheltered on this path. The air around you is calm. The path is soft beneath your feet. You can smell the soil, the fallen leaves, pine needles, the moss. Breathe in the crisp forest air. Fill your lungs completely with fresh oxygen. And now exhale. Breathe out all the air, feeling refreshed. Take another deep breath in. The fresh oxygen revitalizes your body. And breathe it out completely, relaxing. The air is cool, but you are comfortable and at peace in this beautiful forest. Sun rays are peeking through the trees, creating beautiful warm patterns on the ground before your eyes. You continue your peaceful walk along the path. You can see a stream ahead. You walk toward it, admiring the large trees and the different kind of bark on each one. Some of the bark is rough. Some of it's smooth. Some of it's light in color. Some of it's dark. You stop and you touch it. As you get closer to the stream, you can hear the rippling sounds of moving water getting louder. It's a constant, relaxing sound. You can see the rocks just under the surface of the water. The water swirls around some of the rocks and pours over others. Your feet are warm. There's a large tree that's fallen over where you can sit down. You take your shoes and socks off. Now you dip your bare feet in that stream. And the water's cold. It instantly soothes your feet. As you adjust to the cold, you start to notice that the water is swirling around and over your feet, just like it did the rocks. As the moving water massages your feet, you hear birds chirping. Several different birds. So you listen carefully. You hear the breeze fluttering the leaves on the trees. In the distance, you hear the steady knocking of a woodpecker drilling for food. You can hear the loud whirring of cicadas. And the water continues to massage your feet. The rippling sounds of the water moving over the rocks is gentle and constant. Smell the forest around you. Take a deep breath in. The air is fresh and filled with the scent of trees and soil. The grass around you blows gently in the breeze. Bees buzz around the flowers. A small white butterfly sits on a pebble next to you. And after a few moments, it flies away. Feel the sun warming your body as you relax on the log. You've sat on the log for a while, and you decide it's time to leave this place. You put your shoes on and step onto the dry bank of the stream. You turn and see the path that brought you here. You follow it back the way you came. As you walk back, many of the trees seem familiar. You feel the gentle breeze blow across your face. You hear a bird take flight somewhere overhead. You can see the bright entrance to your path up ahead. As you approach the entrance of the path, you stop, turn around, look down the path, and take note of what you're seeing and hearing. Know that you can return to this place in your imagination whenever you choose. When you are ready to leave this peaceful place, slowly begin to reawaken your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes to wake up your muscles. Shrug your shoulders. Stretch. As you reawaken, you keep with you the feeling of calm, relaxation, and peace. And when you're ready, open your eyes and return to full wakefulness, feeling alert and refreshed. Welcome back. All of creation sings to the Lord. We gather as a community of faith, as each of us are able, every week for about an hour. We come here to this place to hopefully hear from God, to hear of the holy through scripture, through song, through prayer. That's an important part of who we are as a church. But what about when we leave this place? What about the other 6 days of the week? What about the other 23 hours in this day? Where do we hear from God then? Where do we hear of the holy then? The psalmist this morning reminds us that we hear of and from God through one another, through ourselves, and yes, through nature and all of creation. So when nature sings, we really should stop and listen. When the creatures of this planet sing, we really should stop and listen. They were here first, and we were put here to care for them and to be responsible for them. So how do we listen to their song? And how do we sing with them? Maybe you stop and you watch and admire the tireless efforts of a swallow as it miraculously builds a nest out of sticks and regurgitated mud. A feat for a small bird that is nothing short of genius. Or maybe you sit and watch a robin thoroughly enjoying a bath in the fresh water that you've just put in your bird bath.
or you feel an inexplicable rush of excitement when you are fortunate enough to witness a young one's very first flight out of that nest. When you see it, it's like it's one of your own. Maybe you look upon the determination of that dratted squirrel at your feeder with a new appreciation for the endless attempts, the ingenious attempts that it will make to get just a few seeds. Or maybe you put a little dish of water out for the chipmunk who comes visiting every morning at 6 for a handful of peanuts. I do that. Maybe you break and wait that 1 or 2 minutes as a snake makes its way across the road, remembering as you do that in the name of progress, humans have altered the snake's habitat with roads and buildings, not the other way around. Maybe you sit on your patio or your balcony and give thanks for that rainfall. You're giving thanks for creation's song. Maybe you use your purchasing power to help prevent the decline in the bee population by refusing to buy plants or flowers for your garden that have been grown from seeds that are chemically treated. Seeds that germinate and raise up to be poisonous plants that kill the bees. A small but vital creature responsible for pollinating the plants in this world that feed not only other animals, but humans too. Or, as a local retired teacher and author, Frank Glue, suggests, don't get rid of your dandelions. Who knew? Don't get rid of your dandelions. I'm so excited about that. They are an important source of food for bees. I'm thrilled. If you've ever seen the disaster that is our front lawn, you'll understand why I'm excited. And I think I'm going to go home after church today, and I'm going to put a sign on my front lawn telling all my neighbors, this is now the C's Bee Farm. If dandelions feed the bees, there is a glorious banquet waiting for them on Dooley Drive. We gather regularly as a community to hear of and from God. We listen with joy to the gifts of music and song that enhance our worship experience every week in this sanctuary. We owe it to all of creation to listen to their song with the same joy and with that same anticipation. And we owe it to God and to all of creation to join with them in singing a new song to the Lord. So may each and every one of you sing loud and sing often. Amen.